Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hard at work writing stuff down that I don't want to forget. Welcome to the show. If you're a brand new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a longtime listener, amazing to be going on this journey with you guys and be able to bring Wellness Radio to you and for you all to respond to it. We get lots of, from our regular listeners, lots of like, hey, this is helping keep my life together.
It's been, 15 years?
Yeah.
At least 15 years.
So
we've lost track.
But if you're just tuning in and you're new to this, let me explain this, because you have a job to do today. This is not like I just sit back and draw it in radio. This is radio where you work for our community in behalf of us. So as you hear the show today, you're going to think, wow, you know, somebody else who I know needs to hear this show. And so what you're going to do is you're going to go to the podcast at kxoradio.com, and you're going to click on Let's Talk About It, and then click on the Antojito Show, which we're going to do like right now, and you're going to send it. You're going to copy it, click it, put it on social media, blast it out to your friends, or send it to that special person who you think really needs to get this message. And that way, the community wellness that we bring up today goes to the people who need it most in the community. We don't know who those people are. You do. You, the listeners, do. So your job is to get that out into their hands so that we can all benefit mutually from the good messages and the love that we have in this community we're sending out today. All right? Got that? Good. Welcome aboard. So, like I said, Antojitos is in the house today, and this is part of our World Mental Health Day celebration. So on October 11th at IBC, we're going to do a series of a conference, an event, a symposium. I don't know what you want to call it. But
it's a conference. It's a one-day conference.
It is. We've got six different wellness themes, and in each of those wellness themes, we've got four different presenters from the community. And they're all around the common theme of inclusion. And so here's what inclusion means.
Yes, what does inclusion mean?
Inclusion means that we have to include a lot of practices and a lot of ways of being human into our lives to support our mental health, to keep us mentally healthy, to keep us able to survive the stress of life, to be good citizens, good neighbors, good family members.
So it could be mean inclusion. Doing exercise, meditation, reading, spending time with your animal, having a pet ownership, petting a dog, and
all of those things we know from research are really good at supporting mental health. You know, sometimes our mental health problems aren't something we can just support. Sometimes we do need to get treatment, and this isn't to suggest that mental health support is going to do that when treatment is necessary. But all of us need mental health support because all of us have mental health. And so today we've got very special guests, and I am really, really deeply honored because this is something I think we share this belief very strongly, and I think this is going to make this year very special. We are joined by Antojitos. We are joined by their owner, Rina Godoy, and their head chef,
Roberto
Perez.
Yes.
And you're thinking, why food and mental health support? What is that about?
But just to let our public know, it's Antojitos como en su casa, como en casa.
Como en casa.
Como en casa. So it's a restaurant here in El Centro that, you know, with people
Everybody doesn't know that already?
Yeah. Well, for people who are, you know, some people might not know
that's
it.
True. That's true.
You know, people from Raleigh or people from Hopeville, they might not know, or people from Calexico.
If they don't know, it's our best kept secret because
people that have come from out of state, you know, from trainers that we've brought here to train our staff, they're the developers of the evidence-based models that we provide. They come down and, you know, they say, well, where do you recommend? Well, you know what? If you want Mexican food, there's Antojitos de Como en Casa. I always tell them, you know, we tell them where. Because it's authentic food. And, you know, that's the next best thing. Then going into, you know, the interior of Mexico, and you can have it here. So I always tell the trainers, go there. This is, if you want real Mexican food, this is where you go.
Thank you. Well, hello. Nice to see you again, Scott. Nice to meet you, Maria. My name is Rina Godoy, and my husband and I, we are the owners from Antojitos Como en Casa. Antojitos Como en Casa is in El Centro, and now we have 1 year and a half, something like that, in Calexico. In Calexico, and we're very happy to be here. And the topic is very special to us because, you know, when I... in 2001 was when Robert and me met, then discovered the great season that Robert has, you know. I am a big fan of Mexican food. I still taste on my palate of Mexico dishes. I taste, remind me of your Acapulco because I am from Acapulco, Guerrero.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.